Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. Last week, we spoke about reading your own images, and I thought it was a perfect time to tie in what happens when there are incidental findings. When we perform images, when we order these tests to be done, when they get reviewed, whether it's by us, the radiologist, or both, we own those images like we talked about last week. That's why it's so important to review them. But what happens when you find something you weren't looking for? We see this a lot with CTs, but you can get this with ultrasound, x-rays, any of those types of tests. We can find things all the time that we weren't looking for. But now what do we do when we find them? That becomes the question, and that's part of what we're going to talk about today, is how do we do this? How often does it occur? You know, what kind of evidence is there? Which it's kind of interesting because there's a mix of evidence, but there's nothing that's really just fantastic. Just like last week about reviewing images and miss rates and stuff like that. Even though we've been doing research for, you know, basically centuries at this point, or at least, you know, decades when it comes to this type of imaging, there's still not a lot. You know, we have lots of issues that we come across. And so the big one are the what are called incidentalomas, or at least that's how it's sometimes referred to, but incidental findings overall. What do we do when this happens? Well, the first part is recognizing it and then reporting it. So when we find incidental findings, it's less common in those who are less than 60 years of age. And with one study, at least, where they talked about incidental findings on CT, most people were not notified of an incidental finding if there's only one. Multiple incidental findings usually got reported more frequently. And of those patients with incidental findings, less than 10% of them were notified of those findings. And it's worth noting that in general, across the different studies, we're usually talking about, you know, somewhere between 30 to up to 45% in some cases where there are incidental findings on imaging, which is incredible because that means that we're seeing stuff all the time. Most of these are going to be more benign or maybe ones that we don't necessarily have to worry about. And you may ask yourself, okay, well, of those that are found and are getting reported, how often is it by each type? So in the study that I was just talking about with incidental findings on CT, only a third of aortic dilations were reported. Meningiomas, about 25% of them were reported. 25% of pulmonary nodules were reported. 25% of bony changes, and about 21% of enlarged adnexa. Those were the most common ones. The ones that usually weren't reported at all to patients were hiatal hernias, renal lesions, diverticula, or cholelithiasis. Does that mean that we don't need to report those? Well, it kind of depends on the clinical situation, but we need to make sure that we address it in some form or fashion. And like I said, at least in that one study, which it seems like there are others that have similar things, even though about a third to almost half of all patients that have imaging done have an incidental finding, less than 10% of them are being notified of those findings. There were some other studies too. Like I said, it gets on the higher end. So there was a trauma study where 42.5% of the patients that had studies done had incidental findings, and 62% of those patients, there was no documentation further about it, but 5% of them at least had findings that either required a specialty consult or additional studies. And that's the tricky part, because when we start doing imaging and we start finding things we didn't plan for, well, we are responsible for them. So this leads to testing sometimes right away. Sometimes it's just an outpatient referral and making sure that things are being covered down the line. Then there was another study with patients undergoing CT for a possible PE that found that 59% of those who did not have a PE had some form of incidental finding that often required intervention, such as aortic aneurysms that were very large or dissections. And if you remember going way back to the third podcast, which was the first real clinical podcast, and I'm almost afraid to go back and even try and listen to that podcast because I think to myself, I've changed so much, done so many things better, still have a lot to improve on. I absolutely know that. But the REACT2 trial, you know, back from a couple of years ago, they did a follow-up study and looked at the high rate of incidental findings in the trauma population. They noticed that those with whole body CT versus selective CTs did have a higher rate of incidental findings, which makes sense. The more you scan, the more you're going to find things, both good and bad, with, you know, good in a sense being the thing we were looking for, bad being the incidental findings that now we have to do something with. Now, some of these are pretty significant. You know, they talked about in that study that they found 4 brain masses, 6 pulmonary nodules, 6 adrenal masses, an aortic dissection, and an abdominal aneurysm that was greater than 5.5 centimeters in diameter. So all those things that required urgent or emergent management, but weren't things that were suspected or planned on to be assessed in that study. And there have been other pieces of evidence that show that because of these incidental findings, not only do they require further management, but of those who get admitted, it can require a longer length of stay. And that is very common in the incidental finding groups versus those who didn't have any incidental findings. You may think to yourself, okay, so that's usually going to be with the radiology performed stuff. Well, there is truth to that, because especially when you talk about CT, because you're scanning everything, you're going to find all sorts of stuff. But we can even find incidental stuff when we perform point-of-care ultrasound. It was harder to find this, but there was a study with residents where they were performing exams and they found incidental findings. Most of these were renal, which makes sense with what you're being able to see on ultrasound. And 68% of those with incidental findings had additional imaging or workup. And most of those confirmed that it was an incidental finding, which further supported the importance of continued evaluation with these patients. So ultimately, what that's trying to tell us is that if you have an incidental finding, it needs follow-up, it needs further workup in most cases. Now, some of these are going to be things where they clearly mark them as being benign, but the radiologist and their thoroughness is including it, or when it's bedside ultrasound, us is checking it and notice something. So for example, if you see a cyst on the kidney, well, they probably need a little more workup there. But you know, there are the ones that we get really worried about, such as the dissections or enlarged aneurysms or masses that are very concerning for cancer. Some are going to be very benign, like certain bony lesions that are going to be like bone islands, for example, or the radiologist reports it, but normally we don't have to worry about it. The importance is that we should be notifying patients whenever possible. Obviously, you're going to forget sometimes because they have other things going on. Maybe, for example, it's that trauma patient where really no one cares at that second about that bone island that is benign, and maybe we don't report that one. But yeah, if we see a brain mass, we'll want to make sure that there's some sort of follow-up when this patient gets treated. And that's what we want to talk about, is that this is a common issue, and this is something we need to address. You know, again, in certain populations, we're getting up to 60% of patients that have something that was going on we weren't anticipating. But overall, looking at most of the studies that I got to go through in this kind of mini deep dive that I did, about a third of the imaging that we order, at least when it comes to CT, we're finding things that we weren't anticipating. So we have to make sure, are we ordering the appropriate stuff, and what do we do when we find those? Maybe it's just as simple as follow up with your regular doctor to see what they need to do next. But it could sometimes mean this is something that we have to now totally change part of our management because we need to address this issue in addition. But we have to have that good communication there, again, whenever possible. Sometimes we have other things that come up we need to address, but it's all the more importance why we have to make sure that we have good follow-up and strategies in place, maybe a department policy even, that specifically addresses what to do with incidental findings, which is why I'd be curious for anyone who's listening, if your department has a system in place, and I know some of them do. One shop I worked at had a very set model for this, where they had incidental findings and they had basically a whole pathway in place to make sure that those incidental findings were followed up on. So if, for example, they found a small lesion, do they get repeat imaging in a 3, 6, 12, whatever month time frame to see about those changes? Those are the types of things we want to make sure are in place. But like I said, we own this imaging. We own the labs that we order, including the radiology performed tests, and we need to know what to do with the next step. So just something to ponder. Like I said, I would love feedback on this of what you guys are doing. If you get that, please share it in the show notes, because although we get a lot of great responses through Facebook or Twitter or other social media outlets, unfortunately, a lot of people, when they go to the website, aren't going to be able to see that because we don't know. So please, if you do this, not only share on the social media site, that's great. I want you to keep doing that if that's what you want to do, but also add it to the website itself so we can follow up on this. And so people in the future, you know, even years down the line, can go back and look and see what other shops are doing, or just people's thoughts in general on how do we take care of such issues. Until next time, though, continue to provide total care everywhere.